Radio Q&A of the day. Here's how it works. Uncle Eddie asks you a question. You answer it. Throughout the show, it's just that simple.
It's just that simple, stupid. It's very easy. An article was written, came out, about Rachel Bilson. She's a Hollywood actress.
Is she?
She is. Joe, you would have no clue.
I have no clue. Yeah,
who the fuck she is. And that's not the point. All right? But the point is, she had her first orgasm when she was 38. She got interviewed by Whitney Cummings on the Broad Ideas podcast.
Probably lying.
Right? And she could do it with her hands whenever, of course, but never happened with a guy inside of her. She credits the one and only Bill Hader. Bill Hader is a genius comedic actor. He's on SNL and everything. And does say that he has a giant penis, so that's probably why.
Oh, Bill Hader, that's the guy that Barry?
Yes, Bill Hader. Yes.
He's great. He's really
well,
good.
Well, guess what, Joe? Has a giant penis.
He must.
So, no, according to her, she said point blank.
Well, I know who she is.
Yeah, you know, she was on the OC. Joe didn't watch the OC, so it's kind of... It's worthless for me to say, hey, by the way, Joe, remember the OC? He don't fucking know.
I didn't watch it either. Right. I know who she is.
But I think she's lying anyway.
All right, well, shut up, Joe. Let's get back to the Q&A today. We don't care about your thoughts.
Well,
the Q&A of the day is, do you remember your first time? Not the first time you ever had sex, but the first time that you ever popped.
Oh, fuck.
Like the first time that you ever came.
Man, I was young.
All right, well, I want to hear from everybody. 718-577-1389. The first time you ever finished.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know about it. I totally remember my first time, but we'll go with Ricky, because Ricky...
Everybody does.
No, not everybody, Joe. See, this is you got this weird viewpoint.
What do you call that? A crossing point in life. That's like,
Joe, we don't need to hear from you, because first off, you also said that nobody wanted to fuck James Gandolfini.
Nobody wants to fuck
that
James
was
James
fucked up and mean. Mm-hmm. Ricky...
What's it mean? It's just a guy... What guy?
Oh, your mic turned off. Go ahead, Ricky. Tell people about the first time you blasted one.
I was 13,
mm-hmm.
Right? It was the summer of 77. I was 13 years old.
He was 13 years old.
Yeah, about to turn 14. Okay. And I grew up in the project, so we had these back entrances and shit, you know, whatever. So we used to go up on the 7th floor back way. That's where everybody went and got their shit off. And it took me and this girl went up there.
Oh, you went with a girl?
Yeah, of course.
He's talking about with the
No, no, I'm talking about the first time he ever popped.
Yeah, with a girl?
So. You, Joe, yeah. You don't listen to the show that you're on.
I thought he was talking about the first time he jerked off.
No, it's the first time you ever fucking came.
Oh, I actually...
Holy shit, you're deaf. And Taste of Bubble just
I
worked.
Actually popped off before I ever jerked off.
Oh, okay.
And I was up on the 7th floor back way. We had some cardboard down, whatever, because that's where everybody went, and I bust off this chick, man, and I didn't even know what was going on with my body, because I had a wet dream like 3 weeks before that, so I didn't even know what the fuck was going on with my body when I was busting that nut, you know, but my uncle used to always tell me, wear a condom, because you don't know, you know, what these chicks got as well as on, because I didn't know I was coming yet and all that other shit once I had that wet dream. I didn't know all that shit, so, you know.
And that was the point we were trying to make before. Joe didn't understand the question.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I thought it was the first time you had an orgasm.
No, it's the first time that you, that's what he's talking about. The first time he ever fucking literally shot his goo was with a girl.
Yep.
Not when he was jerking off, it was with a girl.
Okay.
All right, Joe, because yet again, your story might not be the same as this listener's, you fucking moron. It's a difference. That's why we ask. It's called the Q&A of the day, because we want to know everyone's answer.
Very different.
Thank you. And the fact of the matter is, yeah, by the way, Mike, by the way, from Facebook Live said Joe's from another world. Yeah, because he doesn't listen to the show he's on.
Well.
Now, I'm gonna be crazy right now and let you answer this question. Do you want to answer this question, Joe?
You want me to answer the question?
Do you understand?
Are you talking about the first time I had an orgasm or the first time
With
a woman?
The first time you ever shot your goo, you moron. That is the question.
You won't answer my question. I'm asking
that
you.
Is
it could
literally...
be two ways. You know, when you jerk up, you shoot your goo. When you're with a girl, you shoot your goo.
No.
Which one do you want to know?
The first time that fucking cum left your penis.
I was like 4 years old.
You were not 4 years old.
I swear to God.
No, you weren't.
The minute I found it, I found out what to do with it.
You're such a liar.
That's the truth. I mean, I maybe not 4 years old, but my earliest recollection, I was a child, man.
So, okay, but you weren't four.
How many of those? Five or six? I don't know.
You did not come and fucking... Dude, your nuts didn't produce semen.
I didn't start busting nuts until 13.
Yeah, you have to be. You have to go through the start of puberty.
I clearly remember the first time. I was very young. I was a child.
Well, you know, you how old now? 78, 79?
But I knew when you fooled around with it, it felt good.
It felt like fucking
yes,
was four
but
or five.
Yet
looking back on it.
Okay. He said the first to go in time.
I love the fact that, by the way, he goes... I was four. You weren't four because your nuts are not going to produce semen when you're four.
About four or five.
No, you weren't four or five. You senile old fuck.
It's a long time ago.
No, it was a long time ago because you're 108 years old.
Well, yeah.
Okay, but the fact still remains that's not the first time you shot your goo at four.
Every time I do it now, maybe the last time.
Yeah, absolutely. That I agree with. For the first time ever, I totally agree with you.
Honestly,
let's try
honesty. I can't give you my exact age because it was so long ago.
I remember mine like
no
it was
one.
Yesterday.
No one needs your exact age.
No, I remember it.
Okay, no one needs your exact age.
I remember
age.
You know.
I even remember the girl I had my wet dream.
The first time you popped your cherry was with a woman?
It was with a girl. I mean, excluding the wet dream.
He had, Joe, this
so
is what he said.
The first time I slept. You know, when I first shot for the first time, I wasn't jerking off. I jerked off
after.
I learned
he didn't even know
what
he
I didn't
said,
even know what the fuck was going on with my body.
Hold on. I speak Joe.
Okay.
What Ricky is saying, Joe, and you, I know that your little fucking brain can't wrap this around.
I'll figure it out.
Is what he's saying is he had a wet dream, right? Now pay attention.
I've had those.
He did not even know that that came out of his dick.
Mm-hmm.
He just knew he had a wet dream. Okay, now that's number one. Number two,
sticky drawers.
Sticky drawers. And number two, then he was with a girl. Mm-hmm. And at what age?
13.
At 13, he was with a girl, and he shot his load for the first time ever. Like literally, and load ever, and then he started jerking off. So do you understand that he had pretty much intercourse first?
Yeah, that's unusual.
Let me tell
me,
you know?
Yeah.
When I bust that first nut ever,
it's an amazing thing.
You felt that shit from your toes all the way up to your fucking head.
It's
bro.
Good.
I didn't know what the fuck was going on. All I know is I wanted to do it again.
Exactly.
And I didn't even know how to put the condom on right. I had the condom pulled all the way up. You know how you got to leave a
around
little...
your nuts?
Yeah, no.
I got you this know, shit around my leg.
You know how you
got
to leave a little pouch for the, you know, little space.
Yeah.
I pulled the shit all the way up.
That's bad.
So I didn't even know. So that shit was all on the sides and all kind of bullshit.
Ricky
but...
was wearing a pair. He was wearing a pair of waiters.
Yeah, plus the girl, you know, she was a little, you
I
know.
Bet John, you were young too, right? When,
you were young, John, right? Were you four?
Yeah, I was about a month before my 13th birthday. Yeah,
all right, so 13. Yeah. Because also, Joe, the reason why
so
your
you
story.
Wait, I was, when I had my first time.
Wait, walk into the mic, talk into the mic.
First time with a woman, with a girl. No,
when I ask you,
the first time
you shot your load.
Busting your nut.
The first time ever.
Correctly, yeah, around that time.
All right, so 12, 13. Now, here's the thing, Joe.
Yeah.
Yet again, you couldn't have been four because you have to go through fucking puberty to have anything in your nutsack to shoot out your cock.
I'm very unusual.
Yeah, you're very unusual.
Yeah.
So
I could have been four.
You might have just pissed yourself when you were four.
I don't know.
That I believe, because you still do that to this day. So
very,
I understand
very
that.
Good. I like that.
But you can't be four when you do it. So rethink your story.
Maybe I was six.
And then we'll get back to you.
I was very young.
All right, good. John, what about you? Taste of Pueblo, by the way, is here in studio. We're taking no commercial breaks. It's a long story. Don't worry about it. Moving on, though. Q&A of the day. What was the first time ever? I know you said 12, but tell the story.
Wait, first of all, what is it? A Jerry Lewis telethon?
It's a Jerry Lewis telethon. We're raising money for Joe. It's almost Labor Day. He's got a little bit of a disease.
I thought I was going to come in and see a memorandum of Billy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even have time to put a puppet in his seat. It's horrible.
That's fucked up.
I know. Go ahead. So what exactly? You're 12,
yeah,
you're 13, 12, whatever.
I was 12 going on. It was about a month before my 13th.
And then your aunt came in. Finish the story.
I was visiting my auntie.
Visiting
my auntie in Puerto Rico.
Nice.
And a couple... This girl, she was probably around 15, going on 16.
International cum.
16, yeah. She was my first.
There you go.
And you know, back when I was growing up, we didn't really use rubbers.
Nah, I didn't.
It was
I
just that my uncle told me to make sure.
He didn't use a rubber either.
Nah, I didn't use a rubber. Come on, man. Yeah.
Good, now,
I would end up being a father at that age.
Exactly.
Man. Exactly. Yeah, sure, now I will, and he probably is. There's probably some girl in Puerto Rico, a young girl now walking around, had the same beard and the same haircut as her daddy, but she's out there all around Puerto Rico going, nobody loves me.
But honestly, at 12 years old, you produce enough semen. I remember
sperm in you.
Nah, I remember
it's 12
time,
and 13.
I remember one time. Remember the time that I actually jerked off or not?
Yeah.
It was clear as day, yo. It was not like how it is right now.
No,
I remember that too.
All right, so let me tell my story now. Now that we know that the two Lotharios were women, mine was by myself.
Are you sure it was not Father David?
No, I wish. I wish there was somebody else in the room. It makes the story even better. Yeah. No, so I've told this story on this show before, but I will explain it again. We had just gotten cable. So Skinamax was a big fucking deal. So now it's like, and one weekend, because I wasn't going out and having sex, so I was home. One weekend, I decided, fuck it, I'm just going to stay up and watch Cinemax, not knowing that Skinamax was where it goes at like 2 into 3. You don't know. Yeah. So I'm just all balled out watching movies and everything. And I don't know the name of the movie. I think it was Sunset Strip, I think, was the name of the movie. Somebody can find this out. But the guy from Greatest American Hero... Mm. Was in it.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so, you know, believe it or not, that guy, the blonde. Yeah,
the guy was actually the superhero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Not Robert Culp. I'm saying the other guy. I forgot his name. Yeah. Mm. But the blonde guy, so he's in it, and it's all about, like, him fucking strippers or whatever. I don't know the plot. I just know that he's in the movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, this is one of the first times that I'm going to jerk off. Like, it's like, oh, this is the moment. So now, not knowing what the fuck or how to do it, I swear to God, I jerked the first, because I shot my load twice. I actually came twice on the first time.
Wow, what a man.
Because I went back to back. I did two. Mm-hmm. I literally jerked off like this. Instead of like this, I did it this way. Mm-hmm. Okay? So wait, look, you go on the ham cam, like this.
You utter same result.
No. It does the same thing. Yeah, I was doing pretty much an underhanded Satchel Paige fucking throw.
You like variety.
Yeah. So that made you feel
like somebody was
touching.
It actually did at one point.
Yeah. Hit it from the back.
That's why you switch hands.
By the way, William Catt was Greatest American Hero.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lou, in the Facebook Live suite.
Thank you, Lou.
William Catt. Anyway, so... back to back, and then I watched some other movie after that one, and I was like, I could do it again. So my dick got up, and again, did that. But that was the first time ever I dropped my gill. I believe partially what Joe says. I think everyone remembers it.
Yeah.
But obviously, Joe remembers it differently.
Well, yeah, it was a long time ago.
But everybody, I think, remembers the first. That's why I found this story in the article amazing that Rachel Bilson. Now, Rachel Bilson... hot piece of ass. She's also dated Adam Brody, Hayden Christensen.
Wow.
She said she never had an orgasm.
See, I don't believe that.
Before Bill Hader fucked her.
There's a lot of stories. She was on birth control.
So that's, it's like it kills the libido on women. You know?
I've seen a lot of broods on birth control and they still come.
There's a lot of stories out there.
Okay,
like
they can come,
though.
But they don't reach orgasm.
Well, the interior. You're for everyone playing at home, and I think the ladies are gonna attest to this and also say thank you. I'm going to explain where the G-spot is for some of these guys that don't understand.
Oh, you know.
Okay, because the G-spot, that's why you don't need a giant cock. You just need a cock that's at least more than an inch.
Yeah. All right, because helps,
yeah. I'm just saying, if you have micro penis, micro penis, you're not going to score this way. Just use your fingers, but it's still.
If you don't have a decent amount of cock, you can't fuck a fat ass.
No, you can't.
From the back, because you're going to end up.
It's going to stop right at the door.
You're going to be in the business.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to stop right at the door, bro.
You're trying to end up going to that rabbit hole and end up somewhere.
Every time I say it, I always say when there's a girl with a giant ass and I want to have sex with her, I said I need a step stool and a bigger cock. because it's not going to work.
You might end up in the other hole.
Dude, if I could go through the back door and somehow shoot out the front, I'll be fucking happy.
There you go.
But she's saying, by the way, Bill hated her because he had a giant penis is why. Now let me explain the G-spot. As soon as you enter the vagina, gentlemen,
yeah.
Not the guys that are in this room.
To the right or to the left.
They're all suave, debonair. They know where the G-spot is, ladies. Go down and taste the Pueblo. He'll show you. Now, you enter through the vagina, go right past the meat curtains, and directly, I'm talking about maybe 2 inches in, on the roof of the vaginal wall, you can actually feel it. It feels different.
So
it's a different consistency than the fucking... It's a literal smooth part on top of the vaginal wall.
So
yes.
So basically, it's like when you put your thumb in your top of your clip when you get frozen.
Mm-hmm. And you know that spot? You know that slidey spot that you feel on your cleft? Yeah. That's what the vagina has.
I thought it was a tonsil.
No, that's not a tonsil. You're doing it wrong.
Oh, okay.
You went too deep. Yeah.
Yes.
Too
you put your hand all the way in. That's not good. So when
just follow the clit.
Just follow, yeah. The clit is the clit comes in later because that's when we, the little trick that we taught the 2-finger cul-de-sac where you go in, you go up, you finger up top, and then you play the Game Boy on the clit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do it. So now that we've learned where the clit is, gentlemen.
So what's the nano?
The nano is that's the live long and prosper.
Yeah.
There's a bunch. There's live long and prosper. There's the shocker. Ruffy there's May, the Ruffy I May love you.
Ruffy May said it best.
There's the six pack. There's a six pack.
That's when you're holding the six pack. The bowling ball.
The thumb in the ass.
Yep. I've done it all. And let me say, it hurts, but I've done it all. You ever stick your finger in a butthole and you actually have to push back a girl's shit?
I have totally touched
poop.
I've touched a turd.
I
have never, because every time we do it, I have to be in the shower. So
you guys
doesn't
shit.
Matter. She might have a shit on deck, even while I'm in the shower.
Even if she shit, you got to make sure the tunnel is cleaned out.
Trust me.
Because if you put your dick in there, you're gonna get some shit on it.
The only way
you're gonna get some shit on the helmet.
One of the precursors of me eating ass is I have to make sure that.
Now you're on a whole different topic because now the Slickster is gonna take over the show. Because the Slickster is the number one ass eater in this room.
Because you want to make sure that when you stick that tongue inside, you're not
absolutely.
You don't come out with a fudgy.
We had
a little fudgy to whale.
We had a young lady on the show who was talking about getting her ass eaten. And we were talking about that.
My mom shouldn't have called.
Yeah.
But, it was fucked up, but he answered her.
You gotta clean your ass out. You understand? You can't go fucking around with no ass with shit in it. But
yeah, but see, that doesn't always happen.
I'm not fucking an ass because I always stick a finger in the ass first. And if I've touched a turd.
Oh, I totally.
So I'm not going in there.
You put your
you do the pinky
toe? Pinky toe in the water, take the water?
Yeah, you got to check.
I've
stick my finger up in there, and if I touch a turd.
I don't even care. I've literally.
I don't go in there if it's a turd.
Literally pushed against a turd.
Really?
The turd was trying to come out. I'm pushing it down.
Right.
I'm going, no. No.
And if you do that, there's a chance some shit may fall out. Once you pull your joint out, a piece of shit may fall out right there.
Well, no, I'm not sticking my cock in. It was literally before, like, because some girls like their ass fingered. Some girls love that. They just love that. So if I know that there's a turd on deck, I'm not sticking my dick in there. I'm fighting against poop. So, like, you'll go, no, get in there.
Listen,
and you'll fight it.
I'm ashamed to tell this story.
Oh, here it comes.
But one time I was so fucking horny with this chick, and I got with the chick, and I decided I'm going right up her ass.
You don't care.
And went up her ass, and when I pulled out, a piece of shit fell on my foot.
No.
You understand? Fuck me up.
That's your fault.
I didn't fucking ass for like a year.
I have literally pulled out fingers and looked like I was Shaka Zulu.
Yeah,
like,
shit all over
my, like shit everything all over else. I look like I have vitiligo. Everything else is white except for these 2 fingers.
I honestly rather have a shit falling on my neck than blood falling.
See, I don't
I'll
mind.
Take the blood.
I don't
I'll
mind.
Take the blood over shit.
I am queasy.
I don't mind the blood.
See, what happened to me one time.
You must be get queasy at the sight of blood.
So one time, I'm embarrassed to say that also.
How is your ass?
Went in there with the period.
I went in there the first time that I tried it. I would say, fuck it.
Now, before you tell your story, did you get Red Wings?
What happened was that even the girl did not know that she was. She kind of was saying that she was going to go on her period, but she didn't know when it was going to come.
You brought it down.
And I brought it down. Yeah. And all of a sudden, she turned on the lights because she was like, I don't feel. I'm like, and then I saw that I literally faint. I hit my back of my head in the shower curtain. Like
you
the
saw
shower
blood all over
I
you
saw
see.
Blood. Oh, yeah. And then I didn't know if it was my blood or it was her blood. I started nose bleeding. I am very queasy when it comes to blood.
That's funny.
So that was that was like my first. But then afterwards, I was like, "Yo, fuck it, I need to do it."
Yeah.
So I had to do it in the dark. One of the prerequisites is that we're gonna do something.
Well, that's the thing. You never turn the light off until you're done, because then you don't know what you're walking out with.
This girl was fine as hell.
No, I know, but still, if you know that there's a possibility that there's gonna be some fucking boom baklat going on. Or you're going to have some duty hole juice get on you. You got to literally do it with the lights off.
And you got to deal with the smell of that shit.
But when it comes to the period, it's like only the female knows, and even she might not really know.
Please,
We're talking about over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know,
time.
It's like,
John, they literally know that their vaginas are like time bombs.
Listen, no.
And they know exactly to the minute. They're like, it's going to go on. There goes my vagina.
A lot of women be like, oh, I lost my period. I might be pregnant. No, they're not. They're probably stressed and all that.
Anything can throw their period off.
Yeah, exactly. Stress is a thing that can...
all right, so Marcus, by the way, first though, says, hey, shit dicks. Hello.
He should talk. And he's not the one
who he's had a shit dick.
Yeah.
Bisexual Marcus, by the way.
Had his shit on
somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's pointing out, by the way, Marcus, call 718-577-1389. Call the hotline. We'll talk to you. He said, you fuck a girl on her period, you nasty animal.
This is what my man...
Hold on. I want to throw out. I have done that. It doesn't stop me. Now, John, please...
Throw a towel down.
Throw it back.
This is from a man that went in the fucking... not knowing what the hell he's going to get into.
Yes.
In the middle of the dark, in a dungeon.
Wait. Let's explain this story.
Please.
Bisexual Marcus... answered an ad in like the back page things, you know, those crazy fucking showed up to a house, all right, where this little girl answered, not a little girl, like she was underage, but like this girl like pretended to be a little girl, pink tails, the whole thing, leads him down into a dark basement. Now, by the way, he's bisexual, so there is dick and pussy in this story. If you don't like it, turn around.
He lucky he's still here to call us shit.
Some dude jumped out of the fucking shadows wearing a Lucha Libre mask.
I want to suck your dick.
Looking like a guy that wanted to fuck Rey Mysterio. Let me see if this is him. Wanted to fuck Rey Mysterio. Marcus, is that you?
You fucked a girl on her period?
I have fucked a girl on her period. You fucking went into a house of horrors.
Yo, he telling your story.
And had sex. I was telling your story about the evil basement of sex.
You disgusting, filthy ass.
I'm disgusting.
I've been telling him not for you.
Man, he went to a black hole, glory hole.
Wait. Marcus. Have you or have you not gone to a gay cinema, fucked a stranger in his butthole?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're pissed off at me for having sex with someone with her period?
Fucking the pot calling
yes,
the tea kettle.
He goes, oh, yes. Shit.
That is filthy. Okay.
That is
you're
filthy.
You're an animal. You're a nasty, filthy animal. Wow.
That is filthy.
I won't get a VD from a period. Instead of a mouth, I would.
Wait, one at a time.
You didn't throw up or nothing. You just kept.
No, I didn't eat. Wait,
nasty.
Hold on. Let me rephrase. I didn't get my Red Wings. I didn't eat her box. But the period blood did not stop me because all it is like extra lube.
My.
Wow. At that point, you just haven't said it's very
That's
wet.
Too wet.
It's very. It's just. It's very nice.
But too much friction?
It's too no, it's not a lot of friction.
No, friction will coagulate it and then make it that when it starts smelling.
Yeah, well, that's when it starts smelling because then it's hitting the air and it's fucking hardening and disgusting. However, I also didn't go to a basement and get fucking sexually assaulted by a girl and a guy in a luchador mask. Like you did.
How dare you judge me?
How dare I judge you? You're judging me.
Is that the one he asked for a shooter bite on before he went in his ass?
And you didn't stop?
No, I didn't stop. You went to You went to a stranger's house where you could have got murder raped.
But did he stop neither? He never stopped.
You didn't stop.
And who fucked who that day?
Stop fucking the chick that was on her period.
Little blood ain't gonna stop me. Now poop will stop me.
I want to
fucking the shitty ass
right
is way worse than fucking the bloody pussy.
Now he's telling me he wants to throw up.
Wait a minute.
Fucking the shitty ass is way worse than fucking the bloody pussy.
I have to. I totally agree with my man here.
Okay, you know what.
How you gonna sit there and say that you okay with shit on your dick instead of
not.
Blood?
I had to sit there and think about it for a second.
Yeah,
I have a feeling you had it before.
Think about it.
Yeah, Sergeant Shit Dick over here is getting mad at us.
Somebody shitting all over your dick and all kind of shit. You pull that motherfucker out, it's all in the hair on your dick, you're down on your balls and all kind of shit. Come on, man.
Remember the pubic hair
and you smell it.
One at a time, They're all talking over each other. What, Rick? What,
remember,
John?
Pubic hair holds the smell.
Yeah.
So that shit smell in your pubic hair is not going to come out unless you shave it.
No, you got to shave it off.
Shave it off
right
away.
You might have to burn your bush to get rid of that. By the way, Corey James in the Facebook Live suite said point blank he would totally fuck on her period.
Oh, yeah.
So...
throw a towel down.
So far, two people are voting period, and nobody's voting dirty, stinky asshole. Just want to bring that up.
An animal.
All right, wait. While you think I'm an animal, let me do a commercial. This portion of the show
brought to you by
Easy
Scott's
fucking
toilet paper.
Yeah, Easy Fleet Enemas. No. This portion of the show brought to you by LegacyComics.com. That's LegacyComics.com. Get all up in the mix with Legacy Comics. Get more information about Condry, The Job, Legend of the Night Owl, Croom, and many, many more. And guess what? My comic. And Ricky's comic. There's going to be a lot of comics going on. If you want to be up to date, if you want to learn about the literature and the art form, and trust me, there's nobody in our comics having sex with a period or fucking stinking buttholes. It is superheroes all day, every day. Mm-hmm. But for more information about that, you want to go to LegacyComics.com. That's LegacyComics with an X. comix.com. Okay, shit dick, what's next? I just don't understand how you're judging me. That's where I'm now flabbergasted, sir. How are you judging me?
Because first off, finding shit on your dick to me is extreme. It is.
It is extreme because the poop is not supposed to be on the front door. No. Poop is back door local. That's what that is.
Blinded.
What happened?
And neither is blood.
But blood is at least more natural than poop. Like, if out of her vagina came poop, I wouldn't be fucking it.
you fuck chicks sometime, and she don't know she on a period or something. Exactly. It may come down. You may bring it down. You understand? But you going up in an ass, you don't know. You know what you're going to get. You go up in that ass. You're going to get some shit sooner or later.
Wait, let me ask this question. Joe, have you ever been up in that ass?
Never.
Okay. I just wanted to get the old white guy's perspective.
But Joe's from a time that, you know...
You didn't fuck assholes.
Joe, did you ever get shit on your dick?
No.
Have you ever fucked a girl on the rag?
No. Well, no.
Has a girl ever asked you for a dirty sandwich?
I've tried.
Joe, have you ever had a dirty Sanchez?
I don't even know what that is.
Very good. Joe, have you ever... That means he hasn't. Joe, have you ever had a rusty trombone?
I don't know what that is.
See, there you go. Okay. So, Joe,
I don't know what those shits mean either.
All right, a dirty Sanchez is when You fucking a girl in the ass, yeah. And when you get the shit on your dick, you wipe the fucking top of your dick off, and you put it on her nose as a mustache. And then she becomes Senor Dirty Sanchez.
That's disgusting ass shit.
It is.
That's disgusting shit.
The worst one. Can I bring up the worst one?
Worse than that?
Yo, way worse. But let me bring it around to explain. By the way, Joe, a rusty trombone.
Yes.
Is when the girl or the guy, one way or another, depends, whatever you're into, because we got bisexual markers on the phone.
Sure.
Whatever you're into, if someone eats out your ass, right, and then works your penis like a trombone. So they're eating, they're going, like that, while they're eating your ass. So, like, Ricky's like, yeah, that's happening.
I'm familiar with that, yeah.
So, like, a reach around, right?
No, Ricky,
you got to be on all fours for her to do that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I've had a couple experiences.
I feel too vulnerable.
No, that's okay. See, I know who behind me.
But this is why
see back when I did.
This is why fucking Johnny Vargas there, Johnny Vegas here, Taste of Puebla, he gets weirded out by anything bisexual Marcus does, because bisexual Marcus being on all fours is what he calls being home.
Oh my God!
And that's what I'm saying. So then John goes, "Nobody's touching my taco," and then that's what happens. So that
I've had chick eat my ass.
Now, so Joe, you want to hear the most disgusting one?
Should be climbing the walls.
All right, here's the most disgusting one, and I bet you no one in this room has ever done this because it's horrendous.
With the balls,
I can't get past the shit under the mustache.
Wait, mustache. This one's worse.
Go ahead. I want to hear this.
All right, it's called the Alaskan Pipeline. Does anyone know what the Alaskan Pipeline is?
I don't know. If you know, it's oil or some shit.
Okay, if you know it, be quiet, though. Bisexual Marcus, do you know what the Alaskan Pipeline is?
Please enlighten me.
Okay.
He might try that to this week.
This could be a Sunday for him. I don't know. All right, listen. So the Alaskan Pipeline is when either the man or the woman, either way, they take a shit inside of a condom, right?
Oh, my God.
They fucking take that condom, tie off the end so the log is inside, or at least the contents are full of the condom. They take the condom, put it in the freezer. Okay.
Oh,
then they wait till it hardens up, and they're having sex, and they fuck that person with the shit condom in one of their holes.
Who comes up with this shit? I want to know who the author is.
Somebody really is.
We used to have
you know what I'm saying? Because this is fucking bullshit.
I got to see if I can find the book, because I used to have the book.
Was he a white dude?
That's a white dude, but I don't know if the white dude invented it.
You can see all this, and you Google this stuff, and you see videos.
Yeah, they exist. If you go to a porn place to buy porn, you can find these weird ass things in the section.
There was a thing that was like
a shitty condom.
It's called a chocolate dick.
The guy
dips his balls in his shit and just planks it up a girl's face or something.
That is a
I forgot the name of
chocolate sundae.
A bandit mask. A chocolate bandit mask. That's when you dip your balls in chocolate syrup.
And you put
your balls on her eyes.
I saw it with shit. Yeah.
Well, then that's a different. A dirty panda.
Now
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Now let me tell you what's scaring me here.
That we all know this.
Yeah, that you know these fucking things. What the fuck is going on? Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm just saying this shit exists. I'm not saying I do it. That was like the famous joke.
That was like
the famous joke that Patrice O'Neal did.
What's that?
The Houdini. Do you know what the Houdini is?
Another one?
The Houdini, and this is all Patrice O'Neal, even though they said another comic stole
rest
it.
This is the rest
in power, my prince. He fucking, the best, it's one of the best jokes ever, because he's just sitting on stage and explaining it, and he has his feet up, and he's just like, all right, you all want to hear about the Houdini? And everyone goes, yeah, I want to hear about the Houdini. All right, so here's what you do. You start fucking a girl from behind. Right? You aim her at the window. Right? And you start fucking her from behind. Then, unbeknownst to her, right? Your friend tags in and then he starts fucking her from behind. You leave. You go outside, bare ass naked, run around to the front of the house, stare at the window, and just start waving at her going, I'm here. He goes, that's the fucking Houdini.
That's like the doctor who gave my homeboy a prostate check. He had one hand on his shoulder and shit, and then he saw the other hand coming up. He said, what the...
Oh, God, what a bunch of sick
shit. Sick shit.
I went to a well-known university.
By the way, that's also rape.
I went to a well-known university with a bunch of degenerates. I was one of them, but that's how I learned.
There's a ton of them.
For you to get to the white girls in that school, you had to be able to
do all that nasty shit.
That's the nasty shit that they want.
Yeah. There's some freaky people out there, Ricky.
I fucked a chick. It was one time, but a chick who wanted me to shit on her.
Yeah.
She literally wanted, heard the same story.
Did my cousin call you back?
No, I'm waiting, though. Yeah. Wanted me to shit on their titties.
Any of y'all like snowballing?
wait, tell that in 1 second. Let Ricky finish that story because I want to see Ricky throw up.
No, hold she on. Wanted me, yeah, well, I did. She wanted me to shit on the fucking titties and shit.
No. When he tells you what snowballing is, you're going to throw the fuck up.
Then her rubbing shit on, my shit on her titties.
It's nothing.
Because I got the fuck up and left. You can do what you want to do with the shit now. I'm getting
out of here. You actually did poop on her titties.
I had to shit, she wanted me.
Isn't that the greatest story? I had to shit, so, I mean.
I didn't wipe my ass on. I went in the bathroom and shit.
You had to think, like, okay, she asking you to do that. She's asking you for you to do that. Imagine who else you did it.
Wait, he
exactly.
You kissed her.
He shit on
the no, not just kissed her, no, but sucked her titties.
But you sucked her titties.
Yeah, so, wait a minute. So, yeah, just if you're playing at home, bisexual Marcus just asked, yes, Ricky shit on a girl's tits because she asked him politely, and then she was supposed to smother it into her own cleavage, and he said, "I'm good, thanks," and he bounced without wiping his ass.
I think she wanted to
I wiped my ass.
I think she wanted to titty fuck you with your own shit.
But I sucked her titties before that.
Oh, thank God.
So that's what John was saying. How many motherfuckers are shit on them titties?
They used to call a shit tits Shirley. Have you no morals, sir? Have you no morals?
I know you ain't fucking talk about missing morality.
Hold on, you done had a choco pie in your mouth.
Be careful with the mic, because you're unhooking it every time you touch it. Now,
let's see
right,
snowball.
Now,
I think I know what it is.
Okay, please, for the benefit of Joe in the back and Ricky right in front of my face.
Should I get a bucket?
Yes, you should. Bisexual Marcus, can you please explain the art of snowballing to the slickster, please?
Dirty motherfucker.
So the act of snowballing is essentially someone gets nutted in the mouth.
Okay.
And you then kiss another person
with
the nut in your mouth.
So normally what happens, just because he's trying to be tame about it, and I don't understand why. So normally, bisexual Marcus is getting... so let's say it's not bisexual Marcus. Let's just say it's you, all right? And you don't know this is happening, but that's what she's into, okay? Mm-hmm. And she goes, you want to... Like, while she's sucking dick, she goes, you want a snowball? And then you just go... And your fat ass is thinking, I like Hostess cakes. So you don't know what the fuck. You're just fucking out there. I like coconut. And you're not thinking... And she's sucking your dick. She's very distracting. And she goes, "You want a snowball, baby?"
Well, there's
and
then a
you
nut
go,
involved.
And you go, and you sit there, and you're like, "Okay, I'll take one of them." Okay. So then what happens is she fucking takes your load in her mouth, and then she tries to kiss you with your own load in your mouth. Now, after you kill her, how do you get out of the house?
See, but I'm not kissing her after I bust a nut in her mouth.
But that's
whether she swallow or not.
Yeah.
But
that's she's not going to swallow.
Okay, I understand. That's your nut. That's your nut. If it was, let's say it was like a threesome or something like that.
And somebody else's nut?
No, ain't happening.
No. But it's your hold on.
If I want to drink my own fucking nut, I'll jerk off my fucking palm.
Yeah, and
drink
just slurp it up. But
I don't want that shit in my mouth.
But not to mention, also bisexual Marcus, out of everyone in this group, you're the only one who has tasted semen.
And this is the motherfucker that said that. Oh, he can't
fuck
a girl with a period.
Yeah, you can't fuck a girl on her period, but sure, I'll fucking snowball with anybody.
Yeah,
what?
I'll trade not spits, I'll trade scum.
Yeah.
I'll trade sperm.
That's also the, and I look, I that's the devil's three-way. Oof. For a guy with two guys and one girl is the devil's three-way. And then you have the regular three-way that every guy wants to have two chicks and just them, because that's the whole, you know, oh, I'm masculine. And I don't mind if I'm going to fuck
this
chick.
Is perversion. I got
wait till my wife hears some of this shit. She thought I was nasty.
Yeah. Hey.
Wait till she hears some of this shit.
Look, I don't mind if I would have the devil's three-way. Like, if Marcus, as long as Marcus ain't trying to fuck me in the ass, I will share a woman with Marcus.
But you're going to tap balls, yeah.
That's fine. I don't give a shit about that. That's, if I'm getting fucked, at that, I'm fucking someone, let me clear this up, because bisexual Marcus is a, yeah, I don't want bisexual Marcus to stick a finger in me. I don't want nothing. Like, we might cheer each other on.
Yeah,
go, Marcus, whatever. Yeah, no, dude, in the heat of the moment, I don't care if we smack balls against each other. I don't mind that.
There might be other things, dude.
I don't want a sword fight with you.
That's why no threesomes.
Yeah.
With two guys and a girl.
Yeah, I don't want a sword fight with you.
If my sword hits your sword, somebody got to die.
But that's what I'm saying.
I've done threesomes with my boys, but it's like, okay, if you're gonna
make sure you're on your mic.
You're gonna be in the bottom, I'm gonna be on top. She's gonna suck me off, and then you hit.
And if we switch and go around the bed, opposite ways,
none of that shit.
So we don't no mistakes and shit.
I love that both of these motherfuckers have blueprints that they're just like, hold on.
They worked it out already.
My dick touch yours, I'm fucking you up.
Now let me point out, at the stroke of midnight, we're gonna fucking counterclockwise. Okay, I'm going to go from your mouth to your ass, and my boy is going to tag, and he's going to go fucking from your ass to your mouth. So that's ATM and an MTA. Are you okay with that?
So, listen, what do you call when someone's shit in your mouth then?
What?
Marcus calls that a good night.
Okay.
A mud pie?
A Hershey? Yeah. A Hershey kiss?
A Hershey kiss, I guess it would be. There are so many. We had the book, and I got to see if it's...
There's some disgusting motherfuckers.
Joe, I don't know where I left that book. I had the book in here, because remember we had...
I remember that. Your names,
We had the whole book with everything. It's got to be in here somewhere.
It's
we'll find it.
Around there, though. Yeah.
But didn't you did a whole... It was supposed to be a stick last year that you were supposed to get the book and,
we
and
would
quote.
End,
and quote, yeah,
yeah,
quote at the end of the
day. Ed did some of that nasty shit and then wiped his ass with some of the pages. Yeah. That's what happened.
Both front door and back door. No, what happened was that was back in the day. We were trying to figure out how to end the show.
Yeah, but hold on, that's not back. That was about a year or so ago.
Yeah, that was a year ago. We tried to figure out how to end the show. So the big ending was we were going to go to the book, and then literally I just went randomly. I would just flip the book and then put my finger down and read Ricky this disgusting shit.
But you know,
that's a two episodes.
Yeah, you know, no, at least three.
Joe, after this is over with, I'm going to be rubbing the handkerchief.
And see, we brought it all the way back to Brendan Fraser. You see how we brought it all
the
way back.
Oh, shit.
No.
But hold up. I'm not going to lie. There was one.
You're not going to? Now you're not going to lie?
An embarrassing thing was when the first time I got caught by my parents.
What, jerking
doing
off?
Doing some
jerking
nasty shit like
in
that?
In their room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
But they called me because I fell asleep. With my dick in my hand, my mom came in and was like, look at this motherfucker. Look at this thing. And my dad's laughing. I can hear my dad.
You nasty motherfucker.
No, she was like, no, my mom was like, this nasty motherfucker, what is he doing? My dad goes like, you think you know what he's doing. Oh, no, he's not.
Oh,
like,
you know what laughing. He's doing, motherfucker.
And the thing is that I woke up. For me, it's like my ears wake up first, then my body.
Yeah, sure.
So I heard this whole thing, and I'm like, I'm trying to force myself, don't wake up.
Did you
walk away?
Try to look cute.
No, they waited there for me, and I was faking sleeping for about an hour and a half. When I woke up, they were right there by the edge of their bed, or like, you're dirty.
You're a dirty motherfucker. Did you ever hear the Ricky Gervais joke that he told about his friend? And it was literally his friend. That his friend used to jerk off with his headphones on.
Okay.
He used to listen to music and jerk off. That was his thing.
Yeah.
So he goes, and the kid's like, maybe like, oh, like he's a teenager. Uh-huh. When is Evan? And he goes into the... He's headphones on, and he's just going to town, right? So he literally comes... After he comes, right, he opens his eyes, and he sees that there was a tray put down, cookies and milk. So that means his mother walked in while he's going to town on himself, going like... And then goes, that's my baby. And then, so you know, you're watching your kid jerk off. Now, most of that is a plot from porn that I watch, where the stepmom walks in, sees the guy, sees the stepson jerk off, and goes, "Wow, he's bigger than his dad." And then they have sex, and then I watch along with them having sex, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I knew my mother found out I was jerking off because she knew I was going in the bathroom a little too much.
Yeah, see, I could never do it in
but
the bathroom.
She came on there, and knocked on the door, and said, "Come eat your sausage ready." That's when I knew she knew. She
hey, when,
knew.
She when you're knew done, when you're done in there jerking off, breakfast is on the table.
You know, what I don't
get. My mother
get
doesn't know I jerk off. Just like she doesn't know that I mess around with dudes and taking that shit with me to the
grave. Well, she's listening right now. She will.
Is your mother deaf, dumb, and blind? What the fuck?
You know, everybody does this shit. I mean, really. I mean, masturbation is the creation of life, man. I don't think
it is what it
in
is.
And don't do it. The President of the United States does it. Everybody does it.
They said,
Bill Clinton had it done for him.
Not for a lot of evangelists.
They said they found some of them back in the day in the caves and shit.
Yeah.
They found artwork and shit from
it's
drawing,
human nature,
jerking
man.
Off. Yeah. Going
so
up in somebody's ass, sucking dick.
Embarrassment for everybody's doing it.
Yeah, pornography has existed before fucking.
Wait,
before the English language.
All that ass fucking been going on since the beginning of time.
Damn right. St. Marcus was ahead of his time. All that ass fucking. All right, so even though since we're not taking breaks right now, I do have to point this out. Let me actually do another live read.
Great way for a sponsor.
Yes.
Good segue.
Hey, this sex talk is brought to you by XSuit.com. That's right, XSuit.com. The world's most comfortable suit. That's right, it's made from space-age materials that make it looks like, feels like a regular suit, but you can stretch it. It's built for big guys. You can actually throw some spin kicks in the air. It's an amazing product. It's xsuit.com. And right now, go onto their website. Learn all about it. Learn about all the materials that they put into it. You've seen it. It's been on a bunch of things. Forbes, Men's Journal, Newsweek, Business Insider, Mashable. It's the most comfortable suit that you're ever going to wear. For more information, even though we're talking about a lot of sex and half the time you're not wearing a suit, but if you're going to wear a suit, for more information, go to suit.com. All right, so.
You think Eve took it up the ass?
I think Eve definitely took it up.
Because it had to, because in the beginning, shit, Adam didn't know what hole to go in.
Yeah.
It wasn't like there was instructions.
I mean, also, it could be that Eve was talking too much, so he stuck it in her mouth.
Isn't it amazing how fast you find out?
You know, you should really eat that apple over there. Shut up, bitch. All right. So we have a story out of the beautiful land known as Canada. You know Canada, where Nick is from. Canada. And native land. There was a woman in Canada who named her daughter Tree.
Tree?
Tree, as in the plant, a tree.
Maple tree, right?
T-R-E.
Oak tree?
No, no. However, it's spelled C-H-R-E-E, but it's pronounced tree, as in ch, with the C-H, like ch, cheese, but ch, and then re, so tree. Okay?
They don't even give these kids a chance.
Now, that's exactly what the point is. A lot of people are up in arms about this woman and her stupid naming abilities. By the way, when you see the picture of the woman, I will put her up here on the main screen, this screen, in a second.
Okay.
However, this woman, let me just get the article, is being slammed by her family and other people because she named her daughter Tree, as she denies it's a slang term for drugs. You know, like, hey, you got those trees, Joe? Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I smoked that tree. You know, like all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Everyone's giving her, you know, it's a, you know, side slang for Mary Jane, and everyone's saying you might as well have just named her Mary Jane. That would have been better. But so she's a petition. 33 named her kid that. Now, by the way, here's the picture of her. Now, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, she's a freakazoid.
She's a freakazoid. She's got tattoos on her face. She's got beautiful tits. The titties
she's
are nice.
She's a gorgeous chick.
She got a nice
beautiful
forehead.
Beautiful face.
She's a gorgeous chick. Yeah.
She's got a five head. She doesn't even have a forehead. Yeah, that's a lot of mass.
That's the bullseye, yeah.
Yeah, and then she's all tatted up, which
but
I don't know.
She's young and stupid.
Yeah, she's 33 and she's stupid.
Young and stupid.
Dumb, full of cum.
Damn right. Enough about you, though. Let's talk about this lady. Now, While we got bisexual Marcus on the phone, might as well keep you around for this bit. Hollywood, mm-hmm. the Hollywood elite, are always naming their kids weird shit. I just want to go to a random one. Let me see what I got here, because I have a whole list. I literally have a pamphlet of Hollywood stupid names. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom named their kid Daisy Dove Bloom. Not horrible. Daisy's an actual name.
Double D?
Double D. Well, DDB.
DDB.
Daisy Dove Bloom. Not that crazy.
You mean the bloom like the gold English?
No, no. Daisy
Dove
Bloom. Like a bloom on a flower, Joe.
Okay,
it sounds B-L-O-O-M.
Like sounds like the balloon, you know, the coin.
Yeah, not the balloon. It's Daisy Dove Bloom.
Well, did he make that pirate movie?
Yes.
Dumbass name.
It is a dumbass name, but also like Jay-Z and Beyonce, Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that one? They also have a daughter named Rumi.
That one.
Wait, they got a daughter named Rumi and a son named Sir.
Rumi, Sir?
Wait, no. There's a daughter named Rumi. Oh, yeah, they have a daughter named Rumi and a who's, by the way, named after the Sufi poet Rumi. Who the fuck even knows that? And a son named Sir, which makes no sense because that's setting them up for something when somebody goes, Sir, Sir, you can't, Sir, you can't. And it's like, how'd you know my name? You know what I mean? Like, it is going to, you know, it is like a stupid name.
It's stupid fucking names.
But there's so many. I mean, we've discussed this numerous times on this show. Like, these celebrities.
The ones that name their kids after seasonings.
Seasoning.
Paprika. Oregano.
Yeah.
Nutmeg.
Yeah.
Why can't we go to Simple Days with
you? You know, onion Bambi. Powder.
Bambi. Liam Payne.
Mitch Garlic.
Liam Payne and Cheryl Tweedy. They're both the models or whatever. Name their kid Bear. Okay, so now. Because they're married, the kid's name is Bear Payne.
Bear Payne.
Oh, like really cocaine bear?
I like that name. Yeah.
After growing up and realizing who the fuck her parents are,
like
she's going to have to bear pain.
Damn right. All right. More models. Lucky Blue Smith and Stormy Bree have rather unusual names themselves, but they named, in 2017, they named their daughter Gravity. You better hope the guy that kid never falls out of the fucking window.
Yeah.
Like, you better hope that she doesn't, and then it goes gravity, or becomes a serial killer.
It's better than
and
that
it's
other
like
shit
gravity
I heard.
Kills. You
so far,
that
that's better than other shit I heard.
What's other ones?
Apple. The one you just talking about.
Oh, wait, no, this is worse. These are way low on the list. Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz. They have a son named Egypt, and they have a second son named Genesis. I'm sorry.
But
I understand those are Bible things. Bible, I get all that, but it's still weird, dude. It's still not good. Fuck that. Nick Cannon has too many kids.
Yeah.
Let's go here.
Bro, what is it,
yeah, no, his kids are named 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. He got so many 4, get in
Chris
here.
Brown's daughter's named Royalty.
Yeah. Jason Lee and his ex-wife, Beth, I can't pronounce her last name. Their kid's name is Pilot Inspector.
Pilot Inspector.
Pilot Inspector.
That's kind of weird.
Except the INSPEKTOR. So Pilot Inspector.
Give the fucking kid a chance.
All right, now here's the one I actually know the family, because I know the whole Cage family, which is really the Cope family, the Coppola family. Nick Cage, right? And now his now ex-wife, they have a kid. And the kid's name is Kal-El.
Oh, like
Superman. But with the actual hyphen, Joe. Oh. So it's Kal-L.
Kal-El.
That poor kid has to fucking write that every time he takes a test.
Yeah, that's a little
nice. He's a fan of Spider-Man.
Yeah, but you could be a fan all you want. You don't name your kid fucking Clark then.
Yeah.
Like don't name your kid fucking Kal-El.
Give your kid a fucking chance.
Wait. Here's the one that you're going to fucking hate more. Penn Jillette. Penn Jillette, his kid is named Moxie Crime Fighter. I shit you not. These are all real.
I like that name.
Moxie the Crime Fighter, which actually would have been a better name. It's just Moxie Crime Fighter.
Okay.
That is a dumb fucking name. That is just
and
dumb.
These kids are going to grow up and change their fucking names.
Absolutely.
Legally.
Yeah. Nobody will call them that.
No.
Well, no, hold up. Michael Jackson's son is called Blanket. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, no, no. That was a nickname. That wasn't the kid's actual name. There is a Jackson on here with Your Majesty. Jermaine Jackson has Your Majesty.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing strange about the Jacksons. No. Come on, Your Majesty. Mm-hmm. A Knight's Tale star, Shannon Somerson, her first son was named Audio Science.
Uh-oh.
These are all real. Busy Phillips, her two daughters are Birdie Lee and Cricket Pearl. They sound like old black women that make pies.
Coca's a problem.
Cricket Pearl.
I'm going down there to Cricket Pearl's house, going to get me a meat pie. God damn it. Erykah Badu, because you know she's sane. Erykah Badu, Puma Sabidi, Seven Serious, and Mars Macabre.
That's Andre's.
Don't talk about my baby mama, Erykah Badu.
I bet you if Erykah Badu was on a period, you fucker.
Yeah.
Yes, he would.
Fucker, he'll eat it.
He'll get his Red Wings. Mm. That's disgusting.
He'll break out the knife and put that shit on toast.
Delicious. Now, I wish to God Billy was here, because I know that Joe knows this.
I do.
But the Zappa family, Joe, you know all of them.
Right,
exactly. Moon Unit, Dweezil, Amit, and Diva Muffin.
Oh, yeah.
You know Frank Zappa?
He was around during this time of this is like what Joe looked like back in the day. You know what I mean? That's Joe.
He was kind of quirky.
Oh yeah,
look at Joe. Them
drugs were very heavy.
Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz, Brown Mowgli. Bronx Mowgli.
Bronx Mowgli.
Yeah, so Mowgli, like the kid from the Jungle Book, and the borough, the Bronx.
For the bare necessities,
the simple bare necessities. Don't better get your kid a fucking name. Wow. Jermaine Jackson, Your Majesty. Oh, here's a stupid one. Rob Morrow. You know Rob Morrow is an actor, comedic actor. He has a daughter named Two, right?
How many daughters does he have?
Two?
Yeah, no. The name is Two, T-U. Okay, that's her name.
Oh, maybe she's Chinese.
But her last name is Morrow. So her full name is Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I like that. That's cool.
That's wrong.
That's funny.
I thought George Foreman was crazy for calling all his kids George. Yeah.
Even the girls.
Yeah, George A.
Hey, George, get in here.
In a way, he explained why he did that. He said because his name
He got
is,
punched in the head a bunch.
Well, true. But his name is a valuable commodity. So he's giving this valuable commodity to all his kids. Yeah. You know, George Foreman.
Yeah, everybody but still.
You know, if you say yourself as, you know, Ralph Foreman, everybody goes, yeah. Yeah, I'm George Foreman. They go, oh, wow, you related?
Yeah, well, my name is Tomorrow.
I know.
Fuck off.
Bruce Willis has a kid called Rumor.
Yeah.
But that still seems...
That's a nice name.
That still seems less weird than Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
My daughter was getting ready to name my grandson King, and I told her no. That shit is associated with dogs.
Yeah.
Come here, King.
Rex.
King, come here. Come here. They're going to expect the fucking dog to run out.
Yeah. Well, I can't complain because my oldest daughter's name Zaira.
After the African country?
Yeah, Zaira. No, Zaira.
Not Zaira.
Zaira, yeah, but her mother spelled it different. I mean,
all right, would you get on the mic when you talk, though? We want to hear about your mother talking.
Zaira don't sound that bad.
Zaira Jasmine.
That don't sound bad.
Yeah, but that's at least a beautiful sounding name.
Yeah, that don't sound bad.
There was possibly some thought put into.
But you think about it. This is W2 Cole once again. She's, what, 26 now?
Mm-hmm.
Got to go back time. Yeah? I mean, it was weird back then.
John, you realize you're on the, like, when you talk off the mic, you're off the mic.
I can't hear myself in the
I know, because you're also half the time you're off the mic. That's why you don't hear yourself.
No, I can hear myself.
Spike Lee, Satchel. I guess it's a Satchel Page.
Satchel.
Yeah, after Satchel Page.
I'm hoping it's not named after the bag.
It had to be after Satchel Page.
I'm hoping to God it's Satchel Page.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra and Future have Future Zaire. Is the kid's name. I'm telling you, there's so many. Jen Malone, who's an actress. You've seen her in a ton of shit, but Jen Malone named her kid Ode Mountain. ODE Mountain. Okay. And these are all the kids that get beat up right here. This is the list of kids that get beat up. That's not a horrible one. That doesn't make any sense. Alanis Morissette has two kids, Ever Amir and Onyx Solace.
Mm. They deserve to get beat
up. They just deserve to get their asses beat. Jessica Seawald named her kid Splurgeon. I'm not even joking. Splurgeon. Splurgeon. Kanye and Kim have kids. North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. These are all real things. Oh, here comes the fucking queen of stupid. Gwyneth Paltrow. Apple and Moses.
Well, Moses is a biblical name.
Moses.
Yeah, she's a white lady. Why the fuck are you naming your kid Moses? Come on now.
She's Jew, yo.
I know she's a Jew, but you might as well just name the kid Jew.
You got a typical name, Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham would be better.
Moses is a normal name. It's called Mo. Yeah.
One of the best basketball players in the world, Moses Malone.
Yeah,
and the track star, yeah. The hurdle. Yeah. Moses, what was his name? Damn.
Okay, I'm going to point out both not white.
Yeah.
Just saying. Mm. Black people, you guys own Moses. That's a great fucking name for a black guy. Moses Malone is a nice sounding name for a black dude. It looks great. A skinny white lady by the name of Gwyneth Paltrow naming you a skinny white kid, Moses, is probably going to cause somebody to beat his ass.
Yeah, well,
let's really think this through.
He is pure white.
And they hope, what did you say, Marcus?
I said I hope they do beat his ass.
See?
Deserves it, huh?
Because there's people like Marcus out there that want these kids' asses beat. You see what I'm saying? They wanted to.
Sick fuck.
We're a couple of minutes away, by the way, from the WTF news, which, of course, Frankie McDonald waiting in the wings with that ready and willing and able to get ready to talk all about the news that's coming up in the weather.
So I guess, Eddie, you guys don't want to eat then.
No. I was going to actually go to you next. I was setting up something. Unlike you, I can talk on the mic and not have to look at you directly. I was going to ask.
Look at me.
I was going to ask Taste of Pueblo, what did you bring us today, Johnny Vargas?
There is.
What did you bring directly?
There's a Puerto Rican style pulled pork and Puerto Rican style stewed chicken. So
Puerto Rican. By the way, since John likes to whisper, even though he's on a microphone,
hello,
that was
right
Puerto
here.
Rican pulled pork. And what was the other one?
Puerto Rican style chicken stew.
There you go. Ricky, are you hungry right now? Would you like your food right now?
We got like another hour about. So
you have a nice hour you can sit and eat.
No, you brought me the chicken stew?
Yeah, there's two chicken stew and then two pork. I don't know which one you got.
I mean, can I have a pork?
And sweet plantain.
Okay, good.
And the sweet plantains are delicious. That's definitely one of the best things. What I like to do at Taste of Pueblo.
Billy ain't here, so somebody got.
Well, he's shit out of luck then. What I like to do with Taste of Pueblo is I get the sweet plantains and then mix it with the hot stuff. You dip the sweet plantains in the hot stuff. Oh, it's so funny.
Helly was like, make sure let's send him some sweet plantains because I don't want him to be bitching.
Absolutely. I would have bitched and or moaned about that. By the way, we got pro wrestling on in the middle of the on the big screen here in the studio. I wanted to ask about this story, especially since I know Bisexual Marcus is a wrestling fan as well. Did you hear the story about the WWE wanting to legalize gambling?
Yeah, this is stupid.
How does that work? Because it's not real.
Betting on the wrestling, how could you do that?
Well, that's the thing. They want to.
I truly don't think this is good.
No,
and it doesn't make any fucking sense because according to CNBC, the World Wrestling Entertainment Company is in talks with the state gambling regulators in Colorado and Michigan to legalize betting on the high-profile matches. WWE is reportedly working on with an accounting firm to, quote, secure scripted match results in hopes it will convince regulators that there's no chance of results leaking to the public, end quote.
The only thing they can probably do is just bet on how many you can't see me just seeing a dozen and all the moves. That's it. But actual outcome, It's
they
scripted.
can only literally do prop betting.
Prop betting, exactly.
Prop betting is the only thing they can do because it makes no sense.
Yeah, but there'll be a lot of insider trading, so to speak.
When it comes to prop betting, it's going to be hard because it's just they call it on the fly.
Yeah,
you know, they might choreograph after the what they're going to do throughout the match, but on the fly depending on how the reaction.
Yeah, he might like how many drop kicks will be in this match. That you can gamble on because there's no telling. Something can happen. He can fall and not execute the drop kick. So he's like, oh, I bet three, and he only did two. So that's fine.
Like fantasy wrestling.
But the only point is it's a scripted fucking thing. So how can you stop somebody from who's working on the story, the guys that write the storylines, the writers that are working for the WWE, from having family both in Colorado and Michigan, then they go, "Hey, stupid! You know, put all your money on Roman Reigns.
No book you.
He's gonna fucking come out and he's gonna win. Put $1,000, and it's like 50-1 odds. But how does that work?
The gaming commission's not allow that. Yeah.
This is not gonna work. This is like you somebody asking one person to literally rig the game against them.
Really?
Like, right. Exactly.
WWE incentive to change the results of their matches, like to change this, like to flip the script on the fly, just to make money for the DraftKings or the fans.
And it would also change the actual dynamic of the company.
Sure.
Because, like, if you know that Fucknuts has been pushed in a storyline the whole time, and you're like, oh, he's definitely going to win the title. And then they just change the fucking thing. It fucks up the company, first off, and it makes you not want to watch it because you're like, wow, this is, you know, they're leaning towards the gamblers now.
But they're not realizing.
As opposed to the regular fans.
But they're not realizing that they opened up a floodgate for them also, a situation then, because they label themselves as sports entertainment. They're not legally bound by the sports commissioners and all that. They doing that, they have to literally relabel themselves as a sport, as an actual sport.
Yeah, but they're not a sport.
Yeah,
I mean,
but they're
going to
do betting. Betting has to be done.
I understand that, but this is the argument that we're trying to make. I get the whole point. However, and I'm not shitting on pro wrestling because out of everyone in this room, I love pro wrestling.
You suck the dick. All right,
I do. I love pro wrestlers. And I love the actual entertainment value. I love the storylines. We have it on in the studio right now. I love it all.
But you think this will fuck up the game?
But I think it's going to fuck up the game. And that's the thing. Like, and don't get me wrong. In other fucking sports, to me, a lot of shit's been fixed. Boxing is fixed. Sure. I don't give a shit. I've worked all the way
everything,
down. Football's
games,
fixed.
Football
basketball
games. Baseball. You
so
name it.
There is a huge possibility of you gambling on fixed things. So the argument can be made that can happen. However, the WWE is a purely scripted. That's like betting on a movie.
Okay.
Like, oh, you know, I just saw Ant-Man and the Wasp or Ant-Man Quantumania or whatever the fuck it was called. And I bet you the bad guy.
It's going to end the
same. You know, I bet you
time.
One of the bad guys dies.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you. If you know someone that wrote the script. Or like just like the other day, the script supposedly they're going after the people that they leaked the script of a Marvel movie before it came out. But it's like gambling on something that is a movie. That's what pro wrestling is. Pro wrestling is a soap opera for guys.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And that's why we love it. Because guys actually go out, they beat the shit, they put on a great show, and that's where it should end. It should not be.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I just bet $1,000 on Fucknuts here.
And he lost.
Because that's a crazy idea to do that.
Sure it is.
And it doesn't make any sense to do it.
They can write your script out of betting goes. You know?
To lay down some money on these wrestling matches. WWE is going to lure some real dumb fuck marks to lay down some cash on these matches. I guarantee it.
Yeah, but the people who know who's going to win, they could send their people out to bet.
Sure.
Say, listen, you know, well, so-and-so going to win.
Yeah.
So you send your friends out there to bet big money.
But
I don't even understand how they're doing that.
And that's my other point. Like,
you need the life of the party, man.
Because if it becomes legal, because I already know that they have DraftKings, and I think that, I don't know if they have a deal with FanDuel. I don't know. But I know they have a thing with DraftKings. Because when you watch the pay-per-views, they tell you, like, bet on the fucking outcome of this match and bet on this. There's no way that there isn't some, like Joe was saying, insider trading. There's got to be people out there making mint off of this shit.
Right.
So how the fuck is it? How is there any way this is not corrupted? I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Not good.
It'll never happen. It's just one of those things.
I bet it gets voted in because the weirder shit is happening.
Again, I tell you, don't underestimate the stupidity of people.
Yeah, you got a point.
People.
Yeah, stupidity is all around us, my friend. Yeah. Stupidity exists, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't ever fucking rule out dumb people.
So always good to bet on a sure thing, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Damn right. Okay. By the way, just because I know we only got a couple minutes before we have to get, because Frankie yet again chomping at the bit in Nova Scotia. Did you see this machine that supposedly has the ability to read your mind? They actually like invent. I swear to God, it.
I hope my wife don't buy one.
Well, it's in Japan. It's in Japan. According to some researchers in Japan, a new artificial intelligence algorithm can reconstruct your thoughts into images. So it's basically a dream machine. Right? It reconstructs your thoughts into images. And so far it's been 80% accurate.
Wow.
Now, that's a high. That's way over half.
A couple of my dreams have been pretty high.
But that's the thing. You're going to see a lot of Joe's kinky shit that we were talking about,
man.
In that. The machine.
I don't want anybody. I don't want anybody to see what's in my mind. There's a lot of heartbreak, a lot of violence, a lot of ghetto gaggers.
Yeah, just come on this show and talk about it. It's easier. the machine the scientists put together reads brain activity and has been able to produce the results with images such as a teddy bear and an airplane. So somebody was thinking about it.
Is that it?
No. Somebody was. Is that it, asshole? If you're thinking about fucking a girl with three tits, Joe, it might fucking.
I want to see a movie, you know?
No.
Let's try.
Joe, we're not living in Minority Report, all right? We're not having machines. This is brand new technology.
Well,
I'm on a chick with three tits.
Yeah. Joe is like the Amish.
Try.
Joe is like the Amish asshole that looked at light and went, "That it?
That it?
Come on. I want to fuck the cow by candlelight. But what I'm saying is, Joe, somebody thought about a teddy bear, the machine knew, and produced a picture of a teddy bear.
Oh.
Do you understand? Like, somebody thought of an airplane, and it produced a picture of an airplane.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is yet again Terminator. Because now the machines are thinking, and you're letting them think. If it was as if this computer and the AI program working in tandem were able to read the minds of people. Not that such a thing wouldn't be scary or anything. That's my point. Like, legitimately, like, Joe's thoughts. Can you imagine the hamster on the wheel inside of Joe's head? And then we use this machine. Boop, boop, boop.
Squeaking.
Yeah. And you just see a whole bunch of people, like, you just see, like, dead bodies. The computer has analyzed Joe's brain. It has determined Joe wants to go on a homicidal rampage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it could be anything. It could be, like, there's a picture inside of his head of him choking me. And that's what comes up on the screen. He's like, doot, 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 doot.
Remember that
Here
old,
comes the printout.
Remember that old TV show, Herman's Head?
Yeah. With the four different personalities
inside his head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Why do we go out of our way? Joe, did you fall again?
No, a movie.
Okay, but you're literally smacking the microphone. Why do we try to make our own demise? Now we're going to have computers who think. Shouldn't computers be dumb? Shouldn't robots be dumb?
The objective is to get machines to take over for man.
Yes, but that's bad.
I know.
Isn't that bad? Yeah. I don't want a machine like Marcus was saying. I don't want a machine that can read my fucking mind. I don't.
Exactly.
And Debbie even pointed out, Debbie does in the Facebook Live suite, is pointing out that Skynet is exactly, that's how it starts. The computer starts thinking for itself, and then it determines that the humans are the problem, and then it drops bombs on us and kills us. No. And all Joe can say is that it?
Mind.
Wait, what happened?
I want a machine that can read women's minds.
Nothing. There's nothing ever going to be. Trust me, I went through that today. There is no way you can read a woman's mind.
And if
no
the
way.
Machine tried, the shit would go haywire.
Yeah. There's smoke coming out of it.
Does not compute.
The
does not compute.
Shit, the springs and shit flying out of it.
Why can't she figure Never. Out where she wants to eat dinner? Mm-hmm. Why can't my brain.
It's like having one of them robotic women. Yeah. You know, they having one of them.
Why is everything
and it never
my
shut
fault?
Up.
Why is everything my fault?
Yeah, yeah. You unplug the shit and still talking.
Well, that's why it's got to be programmed.
That was good.
Yeah.
Ricky, you got a point for that. Yeah. Hold on for a minute. Yeah. There you go. That was funny. You unplug it, it's still turning. It's still talking.
Can't tell stories. He is boring.
Yeah. So. Why can't we just watch something else? Why do you have to watch the game?
Never sees your point of
yeah.
view.
Yeah.
You take the shit back to the shop, right? Yo, it's broke. I took the batteries out, unplugged the shit.
It's still going.
Talking. Still going. Man. Shit is broke.
Sir, that's you know? Your sir, that's your actual wife.
Yeah.
It won't shut up.
Do I look fat in this? Yeah. Yes. Fuck you. I'm going to live with my mother.
You're getting no pussy tonight. I have a headache.
I have a headache. Does not compute. I will not blow you. We got married yeah. already.
Yeah. We're going to church.
We're going to church. There will never be a machine that will read a woman's mind.
I don't think so.
By the way, Debbie, who has a vagina, yeah. is pointing out that's how you kill Skynet. Uh-huh. That's how you kill Skynet. Give it a problem that it has to figure out what's in a woman's mind. And poor Skynet goes, does not compute. I was going to kill all you, but I'll just kill myself.
It's easier.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Torture.
We were just talking about this before. Like, I have never been yelled at more in my life than by women.
Yeah.
Like, other dudes have never yelled at me as much as a woman will yell at me.
Well, they know better.
I know.
And that is the thing, because, you know, women yell at you because they not expect you to react to anything. You pretty much yeah. just, all right, whatever, this and that. You know, men ain't going to do that shit because you ain't going to take that shit from no man.
No.
Fucking man sitting there cussing you out, you knock the shit out of him. You ain't going to do that to a woman.
No. Well, a lot of them know that. I am not going to disagree with you. There are tons of women mm-hmm. that say dumb shit
because
they know that not everybody. But then they meet that guy that doesn't subscribe to that.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Go your kind of names and shit.
Yeah. Then they
hit
meet
you,
up,
kick you, and you have that dude that go. No matter what you do, I'll never hit you.
Yes.
I'll never. You could cut me. You could spit on me. You could poke me in my eyeballs. You could do whatever. I will never hit you. I don't prescribe to that type of shit, just
no,
so you know. But
and you don't subscribe to it either.
That's right.
Because you need to prescribe yourself some headache medicine, don't you? All right, listen, Marcus, I got to hang up on you because I got to get ready for the one and only Nova Scotia know-it-all, Frankie McDonald, giving us the weather. Are you ready?
All right, y'all.
All right, bro.
Guys,
take it easy.
Yeah, man. Take
it
easy. See you at some point.
Thank you, Marcus. Get your ass down here. All right. Yeah, don't be getting your dick sucked in a basement.
And get a car, man.
God damn it. Get a car and get your ass down here.
I will.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Later. Bye. Oh, man. Marcus, he hung in there. We were on the phone with Marcus for a goddamn like an hour.
Really?
And he hung in there and he hung up good. He did a good job.
He's always good.